News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, France's far-right national rally has failed to win a majority in parliamentary elections, with official results showing a victory much more likely now for the left-wing New Popular Front Alliance. This is because of tactical voting and candidates, it would appear, strategically standing down. And journalist John Litchfield, who is based in France, joins us now on the line. John, we thought that we were going to see Marie Le Pen sweep the board. She came first in the initial election. What do you make of it?
Well, like everyone else in France, I'm trying to make sense of it, really, Ciara. I mean, yes, she topped the poll in the first round. She wasn't, I don't think, finally at the end of the last week, expected to get a majority of seats in the National Assembly yesterday, but she was expected to get the biggest single block of seats, and she ended up with the third largest number after the left alliance of four different parties, the Macron centrist alliance, and then her. So it's been a crushing rejection for her, finally. It may seem odd to say that because she's increased her number of seats by 60 or 70. But, you know, you have to say that this is the third time that she's come apparently to the brink of power in the two presidential elections in 17 and 22. And now, and each time, the French government has sort of revolted against the idea of government by populist, nationalist, racist, still, despite their denials, anti-European, pro-Russian, far-right. It seems to me that this may be the most damaging of those rejections, because they thought that they got really to the point of power or close to it. And this was a kind of rejection, not by sort of establishment elite, as they will claim, because there was this Republican front of the left and center to stand down in each other's favor to concentrate the vote against the far right. Nevertheless, you know, millions of people still had to turn out to vote for that Republican front and against.
Turnout was very high. Did that affect it, do you think?
Yes, I think so. I mean, when we saw the high turnout figures yesterday, there were various possibilities. One, that this was a sort of surge of hidden far-right support, people that don't usually vote. The other, that it seemed to suggest that the people hadn't sort of abstained, lefties hadn't abstained because they didn't want to vote for the centre and so on. But it seems also there was a sort of pouring out of people who hadn't voted in the first round, absolutely to block Marine Le Pen and her number two, Jordan Bardella.
Some quite interesting shifts in politics insofar as that the left clearly have organised very well in France and managed to do this sort of tactical voting system that has allowed this to happen, so that they're going to take between 172 and 192 of the chamber's 577 seats. So they've done really well. And I'm comparing it a little bit in my head to the UK, where the right has divided. It was always traditional, we said, that the left kept dividing, but the right has divided over there and shot themselves in the foot. Are we seeing, I wonder, some kind of a shift in political movements, in fact?
It's difficult to say that, Ciara, because this is an alliance of four different left-wing parties that range from a very, very hard-left, anti-capitalist, Trotskyist La France Insoumise, which means basically France Unbowed, and much more moderate communist, socialist, green parties. I don't think that alliance is going to survive very long. You know, the far left part of it is claiming that because it has a few more seats than the others in this in the left delegation to the parliament, and because the left delegation has a few more seats than the centre and the far right, they should have the next prime minister. Not going to happen that way. But you know, their whole attitude is to be as destructive and as kind of cause much confusion and difficulty as possible in French politics, in the hope that eventually they will come to power. They won't this time. The question now is...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where to now? What happens? We have a hung parliament, it looks like, which is an unusual thing for France.
It is an unusual thing, and France doesn't have any history, or recent history anyway, of coalition building, of cooperation. You know, it happens in Belgium, it happens in Italy sometimes, in Germany, in Switzerland all the time, in Denmark. It doesn't happen here. It's not happened here since the Fourth Republic, which ended in 1958. There's no sort of historic memory of it, really, amongst present generations of politicians. And you can see that now by the first statements that are being made. No, no compromise. We're not going to deal with the Macron people. No, we're centre-right, not going to come into a coalition government. Well, there's no majority in this parliament unless two or three of those blocks agree to come together. So, you know, we're in for probably weeks, maybe months of tractations, of negotiations.
And
Macron will be at the centre of it.
Yeah, might that end in further elections, do you think?
There can't be constitutionally another election for 12 months. There can't be an election till June 2025. It may well be that we'll have another election then, because we'll be still trying to sort out this one, and there may have to be some sort of technocratic government to carry the country through till then. My guess would be that probably not, that there will be some sort of coalition organised of the left and centre, maybe the centre-right. But crucially, I think for that to happen, President Emmanuel Macron has to accept that he is a great loser last night as well. Although the far right was beaten back, he essentially has been rejected by the French people as much as Marine Le Pen has. And therefore, he, I think, has to accept that the next prime minister has a lot more freedom to impose his or her own policies, whether that turns to the left or to the right, more likely to the left, given the fact the left did come slightly ahead. Finding the person who's willing to do that and willing to negotiate with the centre and the centre-right is going to be very difficult. It might last until September, October, I suspect.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is John Litchfield, their journalist based in France.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.